if you think we're on the run.
And welcome to a very special edition of the Dad's Army podcast. Now, as I'm sure you all know, the 40th anniversary of Dad's Army is rapidly approaching. One of the major events this year to celebrate that is the Crofton Perry Day 2008 to be held at Brassingham Steam Museum. This podcast is just to bring you a little bit of a preview of that event. We've got Tony Pritchard of the Dad's Army Appreciation Society joining us in a second. He's one of the guys who is responsible for originating the event nearly 10 years ago. He's got some interesting news about the attendees as well, so hopefully you'll enjoy it. As you will almost certainly be aware, Sunday the 11th of May is the now annual event at Brassingham Steam Museum to celebrate both Dad's Army and indeed many other programmes created by Jimmy Perry and David Croft. I am joined now on the electric telephone by one of the founders of the event, Tony Pritchard of the Dad's Army Appreciation Society. Good evening, Tony, and welcome to the podcast.
Good evening and hello.
So not long to go now, Tony, just a couple of weeks before Crofton Perry Day 2008. You must be very busy.
Yes, it's a very busy time organising different things with the Brassingham Steam Museum, writing to the celebrities and seeing if they're available and organising buses. And it's a very busy time.
Yeah, it must take an incredible amount of organisation, and I would imagine that the normal person who comes along doesn't always appreciate how much effort goes into organising these things.
That's quite right. We actually start planning this almost immediately after, just have the event. So usually around about June, July time, we're already discussing with Brassingham next year's event, because of course they've got to start producing various pamphlets and leaflets for the next season.
Goodness me. So it's, in other words, you're continually organising something about Brassingham.
More or less. I mean, obviously, you're not working on it all the time in the early days. I mean, once you've established a date, and because we've done this so many times now, this is our eighth time that we've done this. So, you kind of know the ropes a little bit, but you've got to just make sure of one or two things, and then about two or three months before the event, you get a real flurry of activity of trying to work out, you know, who you're going to invite, what accommodation you need, what sort of a theme is it going to have, and all those, you know, different things that you've just got to sort of start putting into action.
Brassingham is clearly now the most prominent Dad's Army event on many fans' calendars, but how did it all start?
Well, basically it all started a long time back, 10 years ago, when I was researching the locations of Dad's Army, and I spent several years going around Thetford at different times in Norfolk and all those places, trying to identify the location, because unfortunately the BBC didn't have an awful lot of information retained or been disposed of. So by compiling bits and pieces together, I managed to sort of start identifying a lot of these locations, and had a lot of help from people and other members and people like the Barmy Army and different things and radio broadcasts, and slowly but surely started piecing these together. One of those such piecings together was I got to Brassingham because I heard that there were vehicles there that they used in the series. And so I went along there and talked to the people, and they said, oh yes, and they showed me around and showed me all the vehicles. And I started sort of cataloguing that, and I happened to notice while I was walking around that they had various displays in there from different societies such as the Fire Brigade and so on. And I just said to them, well, what do you think about having a small corner with some display bits and pieces of Dad's Army along with the vehicles? And they thought that seemed a reasonable idea. And I left that with them, and we discussed it over the phone, you know, over a few months. And then they said, would you mind coming up for another meeting? So myself and Paul and Bill Pertwee all went to Brassingham one afternoon for a meeting. And they unrolled these plans and said, if we can get permission, we'd like to recreate Wilmington on Sea, and would you be able to help us to decorate and get displays for the museum? And that's snowballed from there.
Oh, that's a fantastic story. And that was nearly 10 years or so ago, was it?
Well, we started in 1999.
Right, 99. So yes, coming up for 10 years now. So, okay, that certainly talks about the permanent Dad's Army exhibition, and of course that's quite a feature of the museum as well. And if you look on, I think it's on Brassingham's website, then Dad's Army features quite prominently there as well. you certainly got the odd photograph here or there of the recreation of Warmington on Sea. So what specifically can people expect at this year's event, Tony?
Well, apart from the museum itself, which, you know, if I just explain that briefly, you mentioned the pictures, they've tried to recreate the village hall, and you've got Jones's butcher's shop and Fraser's funeral parlour, and they're done out in sort of the TV set where they've got like small French and things, but you can walk in the hall, and there's lots of memorabilia and photographs and information on the series of Dad's Army for people to just look at, and a number of props that were used in the series. This year we've extended the theme to Crofton Perry, and we're inviting celebrities from some of their other successful shows, such as Heidi High, It Ain't Half Hot Mum, and You Rang My Lord, and we have a number of celebrities who will come and, you know, generally enjoy themselves and meet the public and have a good day.
So in addition to meeting other stars, that we'll talk about that later, I'm sure listeners will be very keen to hear who you've got coming along. You've always had a high number of vehicles from the series there as well. Is there anything else that you've got there this year specifically?
Well, yes, there is. I mean, quite surprisingly, the vehicle that was used in the film, Jones's van, was made up for that series. And the van actually has been in Bressingham on and off from time to time, but it looked nothing like it did in the film, because the roof didn't have a big dome on it, and it didn't have any gun turrets and all those sorts of things. And Dad's Army Enthusiast actually has purchased that vehicle now, and it's at Bressingham, currently undergoing a transformation back into what it was in the film. And we're very much hoping that it will be complete. In fact, I was up there a week ago, and it's well advanced now. And the plan is that we will have both of Jones's vans, the one from the TV series and the one from the film, side by side. So that's going to be really good.
Presumably that's the first time that would have happened.
That is the very first time. In fact, it's the first time that the van from the film will be like it was in the film, because I dare say it was returned to its original state almost immediately after the filming.
Okay, moving on to one of the key questions. Who have you got attending this year?
Well, we've got our president, Bill Pertwee. He's a great supporter of the Dad's Army Appreciation Society. We've got Pamela Kundell, who plays Mrs. Fox. We have Frank Williams, who played the vicar. We have Ronnie Grange. And not many people have met Ronnie Grange. Ronnie's very involved in the stage play and toured in Dad's Army and was very involved in that. We have Michael Knowles, who played Captain Cuts in Dad's Army and obviously Ain't Half Hot Mum and You Rang My Lord. We're hoping that Donald Hewlett will be coming. We've also got John Clegg. Now, that's a rare one.
Absolutely.
It'll be his first time of coming to the event.
Right. So
that'll be excellent to see him. We've also got Philip Maddock, so he might be there with his list to take people's names. So he's coming. Ian Lavender is coming, providing he's not working.
Sure.
And of course the two main responsible people for the whole of Dad's Army and much more, Jimmy Perry and David Croft.
Wonderful. No, it'll be wonderful. It'll be really good to see these people again, and hopefully I should be able to get a few minutes with them as well. That'll be fantastic. So for the poor people who get dragged up to Bressingham because their husband or wife or friends adores Dad's Army, what else is there to see apart from Dad's Army whilst their partners are waiting to get Bill Pertwee's autograph?
Well, I'm not sure I understand why wives wouldn't want to come to Dad's Army, but there we go. Bressingham's a lovely place. It stands in 42 acres of wonderful gardens. There's an international nursery there, a wonderful garden centre. There's train rides, the steam trains, they've got miniature railway, they've got lots of exhibitions. It's a really good day, and they've got an original steam gallopers as well on the site. So it's a theme park almost, so there must be something for everybody there.
No, it's. I mean, I'm asking the question, but I have been. I've been on three occasions now, and each time I've found something new there. So the people at Bressingham continually keep things up to speed. So I think, even as you say, if someone for some strange reason doesn't follow Perry and Croft, there's plenty to keep yourself amused there. Okay, if people want to come up and talk to you or one of your colleagues at the Appreciation Society, Tony, is there going to be a stand or a tent where they can find out more about Dad's Army or the Society?
Yes, well, on the day we're going to have some signing tents where the celebrities will be there, and people will be able to get autographs, of course. The Dad's Army are going to have a membership tent, so people who are interested and who are perhaps not members can come and have a chat and find out about the society. And for those lucky members, we're going to have a tea tent where people can come in and sit down, have a bit of a chat and a cup of tea.
That's
so
fantastic.
There's plenty for them. And, of course, we're going to have our wonderful sales tent. It's now run by Tony Tarrant and his wife Jo.
Oh, yes.
And there's going to be some lovely things for people to pick up and take back with them as sort of memories of the day.
If we've whetted people's appetite and they still want to find out some more about the event prior to the weekend itself, where is it that they can go to find that information?
Okay, well, there, of course, there'll be information on the Dad's Army website, which is dadsarmy.co.uk. And, of course, the Brettingham Steam Museum website.
Okay. Well, thanks ever so much, Tony, for spending the time talking to us. I hope that's really whetted the appetite of some of our listeners, and hope to meet some of them there. So thanks ever so much indeed, Tony, for spending the time talking to us.
Well, I hope so. And anybody that can come to Brettingham, we'd love to see them. And if they can come and find us and say hello, that would be wonderful too.
Fantastic. Thanks, Tony.